listener production.
Hey, it's Madeline Larson here with the news briefing. The UN has released a concerning climate report dubbed a survival guide for humanity. It says there is a rapidly closing window of opportunity to secure a livable and sustainable future. However, all is not lost. It also suggests rapid cuts to fossil fuels and use of clean technology can avert the worst effects of climate change. A major study examining the findings of hundreds of reports on vaping has made some pretty concerning findings. Anita Desai from the Cancer Council says young people face a range of health impacts.
That can include poisoning, seizures, loss of consciousness caused by nicotine overdose, headaches, cough. And really importantly, what we're very concerned about is lung injury.
The Chinese president sat down with Vladimir Putin at the Kremlin overnight in his first visit since the invasion of Ukraine. Xi Jinping has told Putin his leadership has achieved significant success for Russia in reaching prosperity. I know that next year your country will host yet another presidential election. I'm sure that the people of Russia will support you in your best efforts. Meantime, the Russian president says he's studied Beijing's 12-point peace proposal to end the war. Police are reportedly using burner phones to access TikTok. It comes as Australia conducts its own security review of the Chinese-owned app, expected to follow America, Britain and New Zealand in banning the social media platform from all government phones. The Home Affairs Minister has told the Australian she's received the review and is now considering the recommendations. Donald Trump is anticipating his own arrest today in the US, but there's no evidence it will actually happen. The former US president is being probed over hush money paid to porn star Stormy Daniels. Media commentator Keith Suter believes if he is charged, Trump's lawyers should have an easy case considering the witnesses that would take to the stand.
The two main witnesses will be that porn star, therefore of dubious morality, and the former lawyer for Donald Trump, who has himself spent time in jail.
And Rupert Murdoch has announced he's engaged again. The 92-year-old media mogul is getting married to 66-year-old Anne Leslie. The billionaire is four times married and divorced. The rugby league world is mourning following the death of South Sydney icon John Sattler. The former Rabbitohs captain led them to four premierships, famously playing through the pain of a broken jaw against Manly in 1970. Dolphins coach Wayne Bennett says Sattler was a legend.
Oh, he certainly did. That's what I'm saying. A lot of sad South Sydney supporters today because of what he brought to the club. He'd come from Maitland and came there as a young guy and was to go and have all that success with them. Premierships. Some wonderful players with him at the time, and I'll be very sad today as well.
Crows forward Shane McAdam has been sent straight to the tribunal for that big bump on Giants wingman Jacob Ware. The match review officer graded the collision as severe impact and high contact. McAdam is facing at least a three-match ban. And Harry Sheezel is the Rising Star nomination for round one after a debut to remember for North. The 18-year-old's 34 disposals against the Eagles are the most for a debutante in 39 years. Teammate Nick Larkey telling Nine Sheezel is trying to remain modest.
He claims he didn't know how many touches he had, but we'll debate that.
Taking a quick look at weather across the country, patchy showers in Brisbane reaching a top of 31, partly cloudy with a chance of showers on the Gold Coast and 29, cloudy for Sydney, 24 the max. Showers developing for Melbourne and 21, mostly sunny for Hobart, 21 the max also. A possible morning shower and 28 in Adelaide, mostly sunny for Perth, getting up to 33 degrees. The Listener app is the new home of your local news. Join now to listen live or on demand.